Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I
feel like praising, praising him.
Praising in the morning. Everybody, now we're gonna go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music.
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on, praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him all day.
Praise Him all day long.
Come on, help me. I feel like
Praise God. We don't say hello to those that are in Chicago, Illinois. Praise God. 708. Praise God. We thank you for those. 312. Amen. Amen. 323-217. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for those that have joined us overseas. And praise God. South Korea. Praise God. And those that are in Canada. Praise God. And West Germany. We thank you for those that have joined us on today. Once again, we want to truly give God all praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. My heart cries out, sings out joy of how good and wonderful the Lord is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We want to give honor to God who is definitely the head of my life. And then I also would like to honor, praise God, the Queen. My wife, Lady Diane Shaw, praise God, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. She came with a powerful word, hallelujah, on this past weekend, praise God. And it's a word that lets us know about being encouraged or being discouraged. Amen. Amen. Recognizing our purpose and our goal and acknowledging the blessings that God has on us, and are we satisfied with where we at on today? Amen. And that was just an awesome message, and we thank God for her and her commitment as to all of what it is that she does. Praise God. We thank you for listening, and we're going to continue reading out of the book of Psalms, Division 114. Praise God. And as we continue to read, we are increasing our hour of reading. We're taking a complete hour instead of 30 minutes now. So we ask that you continue to pray with us as we continue to bring the word also in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you on this day, the day in which you have made, acknowledging you for being the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Master, Father, that you are the great I am. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are a bright and morning star. Hallelujah. You are the sun after the rain. And we give you praise. We give you honor and glory for who you are and all of what it is that you've done for us in our life. Thank you for our families. Bless our finances. Bless our health. In the name of Jesus. And we be so careful to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Once again, we are in Psalms Division 114. Amen. We want to, once again, God bless you for joining us on today. Let us read. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from the people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. That what allay thee? O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, and thou wast driven back. Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye like little hills like lambs. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into standing water and Flint into the fountain of waters. Division 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is how their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, and the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have a hand, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through them throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is there one that trusteth in them? O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their harp and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and you and your children. You are blessed by the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Division 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me, and the pains of hell. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called it unto the mind of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, O God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. I was brought low. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take a cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all the people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vow unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Division 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Division 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel know and now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron say it. Now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them know. Now that the fear the Lord say his mercy endures forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that, therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about. Yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees, and they're quenched as a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sword at me, that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and as is to become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation as in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live. I declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath checked me, my soul. But he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee. Thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed us right. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the thorns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God. I will exalt thee to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Division 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way will walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy respect and precepts diligently. All that my ways are directed to keep thy statutes. They shall in I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Beth. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Ooh, with what my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let it not wander from the commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my right lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of the testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and I have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Give me it. Dear purpose, lay with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Thou open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger, and yet hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing, that it hath not thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which are hurt from the commandments, removed from the reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servants did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Did it? My soul cleared unto the dust, quickened thou my according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thy heartest me, heardest me. Teach me thy statutes, make me understanding the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of my wondrous works. My soul melts from heaviness, strengthens thou even my according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy love graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Then judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto the testimonies. O Lord, put me not into shame. I will run the way of commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. He. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understandings, and I will keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline thy heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto the servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my approach which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Fail. Let thy mercy come unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith the answer when approach me, for I trust in thy word, and take not the words of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hope in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk in liberty. For I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings. We will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandment, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thee commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Vain. Remember the word unto thy servant, unto which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in thy affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud has had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from the law. I remember thy judgments, O Lord, and have comforted myself. More horror hath taken upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. The statutes have been my song in the house of the pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and I have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Check. On my portion, O Lord, I have said that I would keep my words. I entered thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto according to thy word. I thought on my ways. I turned my feet unto the testimony. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bonds of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto the because of thy righteous judgment. I am a champion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. 10. Thou hast done well with the servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me my good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. Proud hath forged a lie against me. But I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. The heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy love. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. God, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when thy see me, because I have hope in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Pray, let I pray thee thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto the servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live. For thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dwelt previously with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies, let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Say, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on my that persecute me? The proud hath digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. They, all thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto the all generations. Thou hastened to establish the earth, and it is abideth. They continued this day according to thy ordinances, for all are their servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thy fame. For I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me. But I will consider thy testimony, I have seen an end of all perfection. But the commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through the commandment hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they have ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are all my meditation. I understand more than this ancient, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through the precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate ever false ways. None. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word, except I beseech thee for a freewill offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my head. Yea, do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Samech. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hidden places and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto the word that I have made live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto the statutes continually. Thou hast trotted down all them that are from thy statutes, for thou deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgment. Ain. I have done judgment and justice. Lead me not to my oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. My eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am the servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. For thou hast made void thy law. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. Yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all the precepts according to all things to be right. And I hate every false way. P. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of my words giveth light that giveth understanding unto the simple. It opened my mouth and panted, for I long for my commandments. Look thou unto me and my mercy, be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of men, so I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down my eyes, because I keep not thy law. Tzadi, righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy word. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet not, that be not I forgot thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. And righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting, giving me understanding, and I shall live. Quote, I cry with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I will keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hope in thy word. My eyes prevented the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief, and they are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all the commandments are truth concerning thy testimonies. I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Resh, consider my affliction and deliver me. For I do not forget thy law. Plead my case and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercy, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they keep not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of them righteous judgments endureth forever. Shin. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate in a hoary lane, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Great peace have they which love the law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandment. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. So, 2. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee, before me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thy hand help me, For I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgment help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Division. Psalms 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, Lord, from lying lips and from the deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, who with cords of juniper. Woe is me, that I sojourn in Meshech, that I will dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace. But when I speak, then they are for war. Division 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber or sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shield, my shade unto thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day nor the noon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this thine birth and even forevermore. Division 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be with thy walls and prosperity within thy places, palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Division 123. Unto thee lift I up my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look upon the hand of the masters, and as the eyes of the maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait unto the Lord our God, unto that he have mercy unto us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. So we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Division 124. If it had not been for the Lord, who is on our side, now may Israel say, If it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side when men rose up against us, when they had swallowed up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul, that the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed the Lord with not giving us as a prey to our people. Our souls escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers, and the snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Division 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, for henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. Put peace shall be upon Israel. Psalms. Division 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. When was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing? Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoice, bringing his sheaves with him. Division 127. Exalt the Lord, build the house. They labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his loved sheep sleep. Lo, children are a heritage for the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Division 128. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of thy house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall be a man blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children in peace upon Israel. Division 129. Many a time have thy afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now say, many a time have thy afflicted me from my youth. Yet they have not prevailed against me. The flowers upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the hill housetops, which withereth afar, it groweth up, wherewith the more filleth not his hand, nor he hath that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which do so say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Division 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, O Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But thy forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doeth wait, and I in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. And with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Division 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned as his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. Division 132. The Lord remembered David in all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come unto the tabernacle of my house, nor go up unto my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids, until I found out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrath. We found it in the fields of the wood. We would go into the tabernacle. We would worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, unto thy rest. Thou in the ark of thy strength, let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy for thy servant David's sake. Turn not away the face of thy anointed. For the Lord has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I sit upon thy throne. Yet thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, that I shall teach them. The children shall also sit upon thy throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here where I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also I will ordain there I will make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon myself shall his throne flourish. That's going to conclude the reading of Psalms 132. Praise God. We thank God for the reading, hearing, and listening of his holy word. Once again, continue to pray for us as we continue bringing the word of God Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And once again, God bless each and every one of you. If there's anyone out there who's desired to turn their life over to Christ, repeat after me. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I come before you on today, I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead and now sits at the right hand of the Father. I believe, as I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth, that Jesus died and rose from the dead. You said I'd be saved, and I accept that and believe that Jesus died. I accept Jesus died. And I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of my unrighteousness. I forgive all my sins, no matter how great or how small. And I ask for the Holy Spirit to come into my life to give me strength. Give me strength and help me understand with new wisdom and knowledge and to study his word in Jesus' name, that I can be more Christ-like. Father God, I thank you for deliverance, forgiveness, and salvation. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better.